You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
So today we are talking with Sean Martin, the Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation, and you and I have been kind of flip-flopping roles these last couple weeks with the COVID pandemic, so welcome as our guest today.
Thank you.
And we are talking about the HRMC Foundation Healthcare Scholarships, which the deadlines are coming up for those on April 15th. So tell us a little bit about why the foundation offers these scholarships.
You certainly don't need much more evidence of how important it is to have a highly trained healthcare system. I just want to say at the beginning that couldn't be prouder of the job that our folks have done here in Huron at the hospital and our clinics. Obviously, we need a pipeline. We need more healthcare professionals because people retire, and we need to keep that pipeline running. And so that's kind of the purpose of one of the pillars of the HRMC Foundation, which is people. We want to make sure that people from our area who are interested in coming back, fulfilling a need in a high need role in the healthcare system, have the resources to be able to make that happen. And one of the ways we do that is through our scholarship program.
All right, so we have three different types of scholarships. Can you kind of just run us through what those are and who is eligible?
Okay, well, let's start with the interest level scholarship. And this focuses on supporting students who are interested in a career in a medical field, but either not pursuing a degree in a critical need field, or they're not ready to make a commitment to return to the Huron area after graduation. We still want to support those students. And so there is the ability to apply for an interest-level scholarship, and that's kind of determined by the scholarship committee. We have about $10,000 typically available annually.
So that could be someone who's considering, you know, perhaps pre-med, could be chiropractic, could be physical therapy.
Correct. Yep. And if you go to the website and click on scholarships, and you can take a look at that application and kind of get a sense of what fields are available for scholarships in that category. And then the commitment scholarship. And with this one, we're asking you to pursue a degree in a high need field and also commit to returning to the Huron area to practice. And this does not have to be specifically at the hospital. We would love that, but I mean, it really covers Beadle County. So if you are able to do that, and again, it needs to be in a critical need field, you need to commit to returning to the Huron area after graduation, we can make that happen. And these totals are going to be a little bit higher. Our high need fields right now are nursing, laboratory science, or surg tech. So if you're considering a career in one of those fields, definitely go to our website, take a look at that.
And one thing we might want to mention is we also partner with Build Dakota, so in some of those cases, it can end up being almost a free ride for the students.
That's correct, yep, and I do know that that covers lab tech and also the LPN and RN program and surg tech. And that deadline for Build Dakota is the same as our deadline, that is April 15th. So if you're interested in one of those fields and you'd like to apply for that Build Dakota scholarship, you need to do that as well. So you'll actually be doing our application and the Build Dakota application, and the deadline for both of those is April 15th.
All right, so then the third area of scholarship is a little more narrow.
Correct, and this is the Helping Hands Scholarship, and Helping Hands is an employee-supported fund, and one of the purposes of that fund is to supply scholarships to employees who want to further their education or their family members. And typically, we award $500 to $1,000 levels on those scholarships. But again, you do have to either be an employee of HRMC or a family member. But you can find that information on that same scholarship page, and the deadline for that one also April 15th.
So if I'm looking at applying, can I apply in more than one area?
You can. Every year, we will have applicants who apply for all three, if they meet those criteria. So definitely you're not locked into just one. Right. Obviously, if you're not willing to make that commitment to return to Huron, you wouldn't be eligible for that one. But if you qualify for the commitment scholarship, then certainly you can apply for interest or helping hands if you're an employee or a family member.
Do I need to be in college to apply for these, or are these also for high school?
You need to be a graduating senior, or you can be currently attending or enrolled in post-secondary education, so either one of those works.
And is there a minimum grade point that I need to have achieved?
You have to have a 2-point or better grade point average in order to be eligible. It is due by 5 p.m. on April 15th. I would encourage you to go and take a look at those applications right now, because there are several things that you will need. You'll need a transcript, obviously, a letter of recommendation. It'd be best if you just went there, take a look at the applications before you start filling it out, and make sure you have everything you need, so then you can upload all of those documents with the application.
So where do I find that application?
You can go to our website, hrmcfoundation.org/scholarships. And if you have any questions, please give me a call at 353-6315.